What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is your first time.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits, all that other stuff, y'all. Today's episode is going to be answering the question, can you ever trust a narcissist? Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure to check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon, I Love Me, a self-love journal by Lee Hammack to help you rebuild that self-love and identity before, during, or after a toxic relationship dynamic, y'all. Self-love does not mean selfish. But yeah, y'all, yeah. Can you trust a narcissist? Before everybody says the word no, I know everybody was like, quick answerably, no. You could have just said that at the beginning, Lee, and Yeah, I know I could have just said the word no at the beginning, but then there would be no point in making the video. I'm just telling y'all, let me add some nuance to it. The main answer should be no most of the time. But let me ask you this question right here. Because a lot of narcissistic people are compulsive, pathological liars, y'all. Like, damn, they are manipulative. You know, I am one of them. I have also been manipulative. And I know people always ask me, why you say they and them instead of me or I or we? Because, y'all, I don't do all of this stuff. And also, it makes the video, I'm trying to help other people as well, so I can't just talk about me the whole time. That's narcissistic in and of itself, isn't it? But yeah, can you trust a narcissist? Most times the answer to the question is going to be no, but here's why it should be no. What are they doing for you to trust them? What have they shown you that they are trustworthy? Consistent trust, not just one time, not just a one-off incident. Like, it should not, let me put it this way, y'all. It should not surprise you that your partner is honest about something. Y'all, it should not come as a shock to you that your partner is honest with you about something. Like, damn, thank you for being honest today. Like, no, y'all, you shouldn't have to thank somebody for being honest with you. What have they done to show you that they are trustworthy? Is it a consistent relationship of lies and manipulation and deceit? If the answer to that question is yes to all those questions right there, then you probably can never, ever trust this person. Why would you? That should be the better question. Why would you trust them? What have they shown you over a consistent period of time to show you that they are trustworthy? Most times the answer to that question is going to be nothing. What are they showing you to show you that, hey, look, I'm serious about regaining and rebuilding this trust? What have they shown you that they are serious about it other than saying that I'm serious about it? Because that in and of itself could be a goddamn lie. If you think about it, I'm serious about changing and rebuilding this relationship. That could be a goddamn lie itself. They could be lying when they say that. So think about that. They could be lying about rebuilding the trust. That is horrible. You see what I'm saying? That is horrible in and of itself, y'all. So think about that. Think about it from that position right there. Should you trust them? And why? Oh, because I love them, Lee. No, love ain't, no. Whew. I be getting fire in my heart when I say this right here, y'all. Love is not enough. Why y'all think love is enough, y'all? It's not enough. It cannot be enough, especially if that love isn't reciprocated. Especially if it's a one-sided love, especially if it's just, I love you, I'm getting from you what I want and what I need, and you're not getting anything in return. That's not love, y'all. That's not love. That's servitude. That is not love. That is not love. It's a one-sided love. You're not in a loving relationship. You are in a one-sided partnership where you give, and you get very little to nothing in return. I say this before, y'all. The more you put into a toxic relationship, the less you tend to get out of it. And that's it right there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More you put in, the less you get out of it. So it's just like, yo, it's like you putting more trust, more effort, more time into the relationship. What are you getting in return? What kind of return are you getting on this investment? Ask yourself those deep, penetrating questions right there. What kind of return are you getting on this investment? If any, are you getting a return on this investment? If anything, are you getting anything out of this relationship? Oh, love, Lee. I get love sometimes. I get my cheeks clapped. No, that ain't enough. Love ain't enough. Sex definitely ain't the damn. Y'all about made me blow a goddamn gasket today. I can feel it. I need to calm down, don't I? Y'all, love is not enough. And sex damn sure ain't enough. But Lee, you never had no sex like, oh my God. Seriously, y'all, sex ain't enough either. I don't care how good it is. I don't care how good it feels, make you feel. I feel alive when I get my cheeks clapped. No, who cares? Y'all, you can't trust them. They lying to you. They manipulating you. You can't trust them. What have they done? Like, if they've been consistently feeding you lies, why would you believe them right now? So this is an internal thing right here. This is an internal question you need to ask yourself and be honest with yourself. Do not lie to yourself. Goddamn. Can you trust yourself? You see what I'm saying? Why would you believe them now? What evidence have they shown you? What irrefutable evidence have they shown you to show that they are trustworthy in and of themselves? Like, seriously, answer the question right there. What have they shown you that they are, like, seriously trustworthy within themselves? Why would you believe them? What have they shown you? Like, here, trust me because of this right here. Believe. He gave me his password and his phone, and she gave me her email address and the login, the information, everything. But when I used it, she got mad at me. When I actually went through her phone, when I actually went through her text, she actually got angry at me because she said that I should just trust her because I gave it to him. Sometimes, you know, the fact that I gave it to them should be enough. No, yo, sometimes they will give you, this is what I call drip honesty. It's little bits and pieces of honesty that is covered in lies. It, like, the little bit of honesty that they are giving you is so tainted that you can't, like, yo, it's a little bit of the truth to get you to believe them, to get you to trust them. I don't think you trust them, y'all. What evidence of the contrary? You know what I mean? Ask yourself, what are you, like, and here we go right here, because gaslighting happens a lot, so much in these relationships that you start to question your reality and what actually is the truth and what isn't the truth. It happens so many times in these types of relationship dynamics in these spaces, y'all. Ask yourself, what are you getting from this relationship that makes you want to stay in this relationship with a liar, lying, manipulating, gaslighting person? Because it all goes within. They are going to be them. The narcissistic person is going to be themselves. I'm going to be me. So what about you? You can't control me lying. You can't control me manipulating. You can't control me doing whatever. The only thing you can control is you. How you feel. What are you willing to believe right here, y'all? So in conclusion, can you trust a narcissist? Why would you? Why should you trust anybody else, for that matter? You mean without evidence of the contrary, especially if they violated your trust over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, that's insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome is insanity. Are you feeling like you're going insane right now? Because you keep forgiving them for the same things over and over again. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Of course, like and subscribe for more. This episode is short and sweet to the point, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And always, as always, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help more people and things like that. The self-love brand is available. I love me. The self-love journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses, the comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time.